This is a content warning. If you get triggered by discussions of suicide and things like that, please do not listen to this episode. I am TFG and Mike. I had my buddy Josh Blair on, and we talked about it because things have been happening in his life, and I wanted to give him a voice, and we want to bring awareness to suicide prevention. I also go through my story and my attempt nearly 30 years ago. So if that triggers you at all, please do not listen to this episode. But if you want to be aware about how to deal with thoughts of suicide and other things, please listen. Thank you. You have been warned. Welcome to GeekCast Radio. This is episode 324. I'm, of course, TFG and Mike. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to warn you right now. Tonight's going to be some heavy, heavy stuff that we're going to be talking about. It's not really geek-related. It kind of is, but it kind of isn't. But I've changed some of the way that I do podcasting now, folks, because I want to get people's stories, whatever their story is. I want to have that conversation kind of thing. So this episode is going to be that type of thing. I will say that because this is the 324th episode, next week in episode 325 is when we are going to be starting the top 100 toys countdown. So we will be getting back to geek culture. But if you are triggered by any kind of discussion of suicide, suicidal thoughts, anything like that, here's your warning right now. That's what I'm going to be talking about tonight with my guest, Josh Blair, formerly of the Smeared Ink podcast, which I just reinstated that episode from 9 years ago here on this podcast. So there's that. Hello, Josh. How are you?
I'm good. I thought I was here to talk about Aquaman's box office predictions for next month.
Aquaman has a movie? I thought it was Mira's movie now. Oh, wait, no, they kicked her to the curb, didn't they?
You wouldn't know from the marketing.
I know. Okay, folks, maybe there is a little bit of geek stuff here. We're geeks after all.
Yeah, I figured I would throw that in a little bit. I just want to say I'm going to be listening to that top 100. I don't know where it lands, but that amazing fantasy Marvel Legends exclusive Spider-Man that came out is phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember how we were doing okay, so I can tell you by franchise, like, Transformers is not G1 Beast Wars Animated Prime. It's Transformers. It's the whole franchise. Same thing with Star Wars. It's the whole, because there's so many multiple lines. So Marvel Superheroes is probably going
of the year, it's of all time.
Yeah. Well, I don't like using the all time thing because I think that's just not arrogant, but it's just too, I'm very laser focused, and that's just a little bit too laser focused for me. But yeah, so the middle of November, either right before or right after Thanksgiving, you posted a video on Facebook. You want to talk about the video that you posted, and then I will continue on.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I was from the Smeared Ink podcast. I am an actor improviser by trade. I guess not by trade because I have a day job, but by a little bit more than hobby, by passion. That'd be a good way to put it. And I posted the video because this past year, 2023, and maybe even before then, but it kind of kept more defined in 2023. I had, and again, the trigger warning, as Mike mentioned, I had contemplating committing suicide. Is a term I'll probably use here. I did read an article that Mike had linked in one of his blogs about terminology that I thought was pretty fascinating. So kind of like I would say, you know, if you're listening, you read that blog, refer to that. Mm-hmm. But if I use that terminology, that's because that's just the terminology I've had in my head my whole life. So yeah. I committed, or gee, that would be weird.
Attempted.
I contemplated
thoughts.
Yeah, had thoughts of it throughout the year, just because like things were going awry in my professional life, my personal life, just every aspect almost. And it just kind of gave me this feeling of like, what's the point? What's going on? You know, the things you hear about, like, you know, why am I, if life is so miserable, why continue on? But I just couldn't bring myself to do it, which is the good thing. But I still had those thoughts. And I thought about the people that didn't. You know, I was a person that called the suicide hotline. You know, if I can't make statistics up, but if like I called one, maybe there was 20 people that didn't. So what it brought me to was the holiday season, which is like, you know, very fun and favorite season of mine. Kind of, you know, go back to that geek talk is like, you know, I grew up with like the Christmas with the Joker episode of Batman, the He-Man She-Ra Christmas special, things like that. Fun memories. Even like movies like Elf or Scrooge. So our improv troupe, which is called Fourth Wall Improv, puts on a holiday show every year. And in previous years, we've done stuff like a pet food drive to help cats, dogs. Well, that's obviously implied by pet food drive. This year, I wanted to – yeah, we don't help parakeets. No. We wanted to do something a little bit more personal would be probably the best word that comes to mind right now. And what we are doing is we're going to take all the profits we make and that's not to say, oh, we're paying ourselves. It's just like, you know, there's just costs with putting on an event, like with the venue and everything like that, that we just can't avoid. I mean, you know, public theater arts, you know, on the stage, it's a little bit costly. But everything we do make in terms of profits, which can end up being a sizable amount, we are going to be donating to an organization that offers mental health services in the Chicagoland area, where I am from, Chicago, in the southwest side. To people that can't necessarily afford mental health services. So it is something that I look at. Yeah, you know, this can have a direct impact. It will help somebody to get the services they may need. So we'll be donating all the profits from our upcoming show, Always Hooked on the Holidays, December 9th and 10th in Tinley Park, Illinois, towards that cause.
That is so cool. Yeah. Southwest side, huh?
The Midway Airport area.
Oh Lord, yeah. When Karen and I lived in Chicago, it was all about the North Side, baby. So we got that war going on with us now. I mean, you've contemplated almost 30 years ago. Next year, it'll be 30 years since I attempted. I was not in a good place back then. I am originally from Boston, Massachusetts, actually the south shore of Massachusetts, in between the Cape and Boston. And I'm no genius, but think of Good Will Hunting minus the genius part. Like, Massachusetts was life. Like, this is where I live. This is where I work. These are my sports teams, no matter what. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the Patriots were a losing team when I was a child, so it didn't really matter. It did, but it didn't.
History's come back around, so.
Yeah. Sadly, it had 20 years of excellence and then crap. So I have that mentality of Massachusetts is everything, and the entire rest of the world, I was blissfully ignorant, I guess. I don't know. However you want to say it. But in 1993, New Year's of 93, and people would have read this 4 years ago in my blog, Suicide is Not the Answer. New Year's of 93, my mom had a nervous breakdown, and she signed custody over to my dad. Dad, at the time, was living in Louisville, Kentucky. Few years before this happened in 1987, because my parents are divorced. They divorced when I was 2 years old in 82. In 87, he remarried, and they moved to Kentucky. And I had to go live with them because my mom couldn't take care of me anymore. So my whole world was an upheaval and everything else. And the stepmother was one of those types of people that she would make you fold jeans 4 different times to make sure you got the seams absolutely right, or else it was just, nope, redo it, blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
So she hit me a few times, and this happened, and that happened, and everything else, and they eventually built, at the time, a log cabin out in the middle of nowhere in Shelby County, Kentucky, and one day I just took a lead pipe, went out in the middle of the field, and just started bashing my head in. Between that and trying to hang myself with my belt up against a tree, because at that point in time in 1994, when I was 14 years old and I was failing, she held me back in eighth grade because I failed health and PE. Now, for context, ladies and gentlemen, I was born with cerebral palsy. I know a lot of the listeners know this because I mention it a lot on the podcast because I repeat myself a lot. But it's kind of hard to climb. And the only reason why I failed PE was not because I couldn't run up and down the court playing basketball. It was because I couldn't climb the goddamn rope for the gymnastics part of the whatever. And a health class at 14 was boring. At least Bruce Willis and them made it fun for sex education and Look Who's Talking. I mean, the rest of it was just, yeah. So I was failing health and PE, so I got held back in eighth grade and all that and everything else. So I was in a place where I missed my mom. I wanted to be with my mom. I wanted to be back in Massachusetts. Now, the whole thing with mom was she recovered from the nervous breakdown. What does everybody in Massachusetts or New England in general end up doing? They end up moving and living in Florida, because that's just what happens. You go from the Northeast to the North, whatever, the Southeast.
West.
No, whatever. No, East. East Florida, West would be California. Yeah, no. Yeah, it's not a geography podcast, folks. But yeah. So, you know, I felt stuck. I didn't want to be there anymore. I didn't see a way out. I didn't see any improvement happening. And like any little thing would set this woman off. The fact that here's the biggest story that I've told before. I lied about my, before I was eventually removed from their home, I lied about my report card because I didn't want them to know that I was failing the thing. So I basically just saw it. Teacher gave it to me. I threw it away, went home, told them, oh, I never got it. Well, everybody else in your class got it. Why didn't you get it? Oh, I didn't get it. So I kept the lie up. And this woman was so old fashioned. She's like, go to the corner, go stand in the corner. And until dinner time or until bedtime or until I was standing there for at least 4 or 5 hours. At one point, I was standing in the corner, but apparently it wasn't good enough for her because my head was not touching the wall. She took me by my head, slammed my head in the wall, and punched me in my back 3 or 4 times.
Jeez.
Yeah. And my mom wasn't going to come rescue me. My mom wasn't going to come. She couldn't. She was dealing with her own stuff, you know. So I didn't see a way out. And I'm just like, I don't want to be here anymore. Ever since then, because pretty much once I exploded and told, I don't know if I actually ever told them. I think I probably did. Because I think that was what the catalyst was for the state to come in, state of Kentucky, social workers, all that and everything else. Because at one point they were thinking of sending me away to one of the camps and whatever else, one of the reform camps. And really, folks, this episode is not about it's not supposed to be about reliving my trauma. It's supposed to be talking about Josh, but I figure we need context here since I actually attempted and he's only had contemplations of, which, yeah. So ever since then, basically, I've always said suicide is not the answer. I've always said if people need to talk, even if you're not calling the suicide hotline, if you have friends, if you have people in your life, always say, hey, something's going on. I've told this to all my friends. I'm always around. If you need to get on Skype, get an audio call, get a whatever you want to do, if you need to talk, I'm here to listen. And yeah, so where do you want to go from here, sir?
I don't have like a particular point to start off with. I do want to kind of jump on one of your points about, you know, reaching out. And kind of pointing out like your experience. You were, I guess you'd say, you could say a kid, a youth, and I'm an adult. So like, kind of like saying to people, this is something that can affect you at any age of your life. Maybe not a baby, but, you know, you may have people in your lives that are going through things and they're not saying anything at any stage in their life. And that's kind of the thing I remember seeing on social media, someone referring to is like taking care of the silent, or, you know, looking out for the silent or something. Is that a lot of times you don't feel, if you're in that state of mind, the desire to speak about it, whether like for me, that was judgment. Like, I don't want to be judged as weak, as I don't want to be looked at differently. You know, I guess that would be it. I don't want to be looked at differently. I don't want to be looked at as weak. I don't want people to think of me and say maybe he's mentally unstable or even crazy, you know, someone might think, because they don't know what your story is. They don't know what you felt. So, you know, when you don't understand something, you fear it, you hate it, you think it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And at the time, even when I was placed in state's care, I was placed in 95. This is ironic because of being held back in eighth grade. Normally, if you're a ward of the state, as soon as you hit 18, you're off on your own because you're an adult and whatever else. I had to actually voluntarily recommit myself to graduate high school because I got held back a year. So yeah. But I was one of the lucky ones. I only went through, in 4.5 years, I went through 15 different placements. Some were foster homes, some were group homes. One was a mental hospital because I had out of control behavior and defiant issues, because of the shit that has happened to me at the time back then. And yeah, that's the biggest takeaway we're trying to do. That's the reason why I'm opening up. That's the reason why Josh is here. Like I said, I saw his video and I'm like, okay, it's the holidays. Like you said, it's the holidays. Sometimes people get in ruts. Sometimes people get depressed. And the overall goal with this podcast episode, folks, is for you to know that people are out there, people care, and people will listen if you need the help.
Absolutely. One of the hardest things that I came to terms with dealing with, or maybe not hard to come to terms with, but identifying, was that, you know, being an actor, improviser, you enjoy performing. I actually took my first improv class, and watch me be repeating my bio from 9 years ago. But anyway, because I was very much an introvert.
Right.
I didn't like talking to people. And now, like, you hear me now, I'm talking casually about
committing
suicide. And I'm not saying that like a joking matter, but it is a very stark difference from where I was in the past. Yeah. With talking about, you know, I wouldn't want to talk about what I had for lunch with anybody.
Yeah.
But I took an improv class. Now it'll be almost, doing math again, 12 years ago, to help fight or, you know, combat being an introvert so I could, you know, make friends and win people's trust. I think that's a book, but I took the first class. I did, you know, find a social circle to be in. I made friends, but I realized I liked the craft. I liked the art. So obviously I pursued that. Not to get it further into my theater resume, but as I kept doing different projects, working as a writer, producer, actor, whatever, I kind of realized that I had almost developed a, I don't want to say fake, but almost a different persona. Like, it's the difference between Well, let me be fair, Mike. Mike, are you a Coke person or a Pepsi person?
Diet Coke all the way.
Okay, then we'll use Coke as the reference. Okay. Diet Coke. So it was the difference to me between Diet Coke, Diet Coke Cherry, and Diet Cherry Vanilla Coke. When I was a Diet Coke, when I was with friends and in social situations, I was Diet Cherry Coke. And then when I was on stage, it was Diet Cherry Vanilla Coke. I was adding things to my persona, heightening them, which is kind of a part of acting and improv, is to heighten a performance. But I wasn't being myself, which is fine on stage. It's that middle scenario, that Diet Cherry Coke stage, that I wasn't really being myself.
Yeah.
Now, maybe I should be a little bit of that, but I shouldn't have been how I was. I was just being fake, not like fake, like, I don't know, Regina George, Mean Girls fake, but, you know, not being the best version of Josh.
Yeah, you were putting on an act is what you were doing.
A facade, an act. Yes.
There you go. I don't know. I'm not that talented. I'm me. Take it or leave it, you know.
Hey, 324 episodes, I would say you're talented.
320. Yeah, that's just one show. In 50, oh, so yes. Coming up December 12th, folks, I will I'll be celebrating 15 years of doing this. December 12th, 2008, I recorded and released my first episode, thanks to Steve Megatron, who edited it and put it online and everything else, because I didn't know how to do any of that back then. But 15 years and all these 3,000, 4,000 episodes later. But it's just one of those things where I'm very self-deprecating because I just don't – I don't know. It's not that I don't have self-esteem. It's not that I don't have good self-esteem. It's just that I feel like if this didn't go – like – before we started, I was trying to figure out because Skype changed how the visualizer looks for the recorder. And I see the red button, and I see that when I hit the button, it says, oh, if you hit the button, it's going to stop. But it used to show it bigger, and it used to show a timer. It isn't doing that right now other than the actual call timer. But so I'm very like, if I screw something up, I like over dramatic, like, oh my god, I just wasted time. Somebody else's, like, perfect example, back in, was it 2017, whenever the 25th anniversary of X-Men the Animated Series was, I had Eric and Julia Leewald on the show for Toomcast, and Skype said it was recording, didn't record it, and I felt like crap. Not to the point where I contemplated suicide again, because not really. But it's just one of those things where that's where my head goes when shit goes wrong. It's like, oh my god, I'm such a failure. I'm this, I'm that, I'm whatever. But the internet back in the 90s and into the early 2000s, like, oh, have a screen name, have a persona, have this, have that. Yeah, I had a whole bunch of damn different screen names on Yahoo and everywhere else. But when I signed up for Twitter and other social media platforms back in 2007, 2008, I was like, oh, okay, TFG and Mike, it's fairly easy. Transformers Generation 1 and then just my name. And that's who I've been for the last 15 years. It's just it's just a name, but it's me. No matter what, like, I'm not going to sugarcoat shit. I'm just not. I'm not. Do I sometimes put on a, you know, fake smile? Yeah, sure. We all do. But I would say the same shit I've said in 15 years of podcasting than if I wasn't podcasting for the last 15 years. I would still have all of the same conversations I've had with all the people that I've had the chance to meet in the last 15 years. So just because it's recorded doesn't mean my personality is going to completely do a 180. I can be on, I can be off. It just depends on what happens the day of recording, if that makes any sense.
So, yeah, I would never say any of it was like being opposite of who I was. Again, it would just be like an enhanced version of it. Like pretty much any view I'd have would be a view I had. If I disagree with somebody, I just might not speak on it, would probably be the more thing as opposed to lying. When you do develop this kind of stage persona, this fake social persona, it is easy to get lost into it and, you know, distance yourself in that you're saying, well, that's not me. Like my phrase was show Josh. Like, you know, this is the Josh that's on stage. This is show Josh. Now, that kind of thinking does help me if I have like nervousness 2 minutes before going out on stage in front of, you know, people, but it's not going to service you long term in a social situation. It's not going to service you in relationships. It's not going to service you with friends. It's going to do that for a little bit, for sure. But long term, it's going to become exhausting.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely will become exhausting because, like, you feel like, again, I don't know what it is about people who come on podcasts. They're like, oh, I have to be the show person. I'm like, be yourself. However you want to present yourself, however you are, be that.
No, like, absolutely.
You know.
Yeah, I look at it like that show person that I have kind of developed now is just me, but louder.
Yeah.
So that's like right. I'm more comfortable with that. That's a little bit of what you have here. Like, this is me. Like, you know, I absolutely will, you know, denounce your podcast if Masters of the Universe doesn't have a high ranking on your list next week. But.
Well, we haven't got. I can safely say as of this recording, we've recorded two. Okay, so there's going to be 6 parts to the series. Part one is just the intro going over thanking people who submitted lists and going over some facts and whatever else. Parts 2 through 5 are the actual countdown, 100 to 1. And then part 6 is the wrap up, the facts, the this, the that, and the whatever kind of thing. We've recorded parts 2 and 3. I'm in the middle of editing part 2. I will edit part 3 probably next week. And then we're recording part 4 this coming Monday. But of course, by the time people hear this, it could be before then, after then, whatever timey-wimey bullshit you want to say. I can safely tell you that it is not on the bottom half so far. We've recorded 100 to 51. Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've recorded the bottom half of the top 100 toys countdown here at the Geekcast Radio Network, and I can safely tell you that Masters of the Universe is not in the bottom half. It's
off the hook for now.
He says for now. It's funny because I think it was in part 3, I actually said to some, like, you know, we were talking about like the game of life or something. We were talking about a board game or something else. And I said, listen, folks, you've known me for 15 years. You've known the network for 14 and a half years. We are the Geekcast Radio Network. We started with Transformers. Do you not remember or realize that, of course, all of the 80s franchises are going to be in the top 30 somewhere? I don't know where, because I don't have that information. Only Optimus Solo knows all that, because he's the one that does all the math and whatever else, and he can have his math because math is evil to me. So, yeah, I will say we have recorded the first we've recorded 100 to 51, and so far Masters of the Universe is not in that half of the countdown.
All right. Now, what if I could tell you, I'm going to just segue – all that BS about Masters of the Universe, which not BS, it's true how I feel. Back to our current topic.
Sure.
Last year during our Holly show, this is kind of like one of those kind of self-discovery moments. We do sketches, kind of like almost like a live SNL. I like to say, though, our shows can be a little bit better in one category, is that as a director, I don't like sketches that just end without an ending. not like, you know, some shows on SNL. And of course, I haven't achieved that success, but those sometimes you watch and it's like, oh, a sketch goes on and they don't think of an ending. So applause. But I did a sketch, or I wrote a sketch. I had some of my actors perform it that was about a kid who was growing up not in the best type of situation. And he was constantly calling his mom, talking about how he was hoping that Santa Claus would bring him a He-Man toy for Christmas because he had a Skeletor that he had found at a gas station with the arm missing, but he was still his favorite toy. And the comedic part of the sketch was, you know, all kind of like an homage to Jingle All the Way. Everything terrible that could happen to a parent trying to buy a toy would happen. And it was well received. And I say that not to brag, but to say that I found and never really took heart of it as much in the past, that when you're putting yourself into the art, putting yourself into the comedy, it's stronger.
Yeah. Well, the reason why it's stronger is because that's the performance part of it. Right?
Absolutely. It's putting your truth into it and perform in putting it in a way that, you know, the next writer, actor necessarily can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and only you can tell your story. And I know I say that, and the first thing that pops into my head is good old Smokey the Bear. Only you can prevent forest fires. But seriously, we all have a story, and that's one of the reasons why. So in 2013, over on the Pullbag, which is our comic book podcast, the listeners know this. You may or may not know this. I started the Origins, which it's 30 questions about reading comic books. That has expanded into multiple other things. And it's because, like I said, I am trying to get the origin story or any stories I can from anyone that I can, whether it's geeky, whether it's something like this, talking about heavy topics. And because people need to hear this, people need to know, like we've already said in the episode so far, if you are contemplating suicide, if you are contemplating self-harm, there are people out there that will listen, whether it's your friends, your family, whatever, or if you have to call a hotline, there's no shame in that whatsoever. You're getting help. You're attempting to get yourself some help. And if that's what you need, that's what you need.
Exactly. And, you know, be aware, too, that just because if you find yourself past that point, like I myself find myself, well, not past that point, past contemplating it, past attempting it, that there still will be anxieties in the future. There will be things that will make you sad, make you be afraid. But it's kind of how you approach it. Like, I'll give you an example kind of relating back to this topic. After I posted that video, and I think I talked about it with you offline, Mike, was like, you know, hey, I did feel kind of nervousness posting that video, even afterwards. Like, hey, now I put this out there, I can't put the, you know, put the jack in the box or whatever the phrase is.
Yeah, that's one of them, one of the phrases. Yeah. Well, it's one of those things where you're not doing – so some people might say that – and I'm not saying this about you specifically. I'm generalizing here. Some people might say people would do that for attention. You're – like you've – as long as I've known you, even though we haven't talked very much in the last few years, you're not one of those people who are, look at me, look at me, look at me, and neither am I. Like,
right.
So in 2019, when I wanted to start writing again and I wanted to start this daily blog series, TFG1 Mike 365, 2019 and currently in 2023, I have never made it to all 365 days. I've skipped and this, that, and the other thing and everything else. Of course, 2019, I had brain surgery. Yay. That's a whole other story that people have heard already. I'll tell you later. But, yeah. When I started that, the first 57 days range from geek topics. So usually how I've approached the 365 blog is I'll wake up in the morning, whatever I see, if it's a headline or if it's a this, if it's a that, or if it's a topic I've been thinking about writing about, I'll write about it. And usually when I write, it's anywhere from 3 to 8 a.m. Eastern time, because I do most of my stuff early in the morning, because that's when my brain is like, it's early in the morning, let's get stuff done. Like, I will edit podcasts from 2 a.m. to 10 a.m. and from 10:30 to 4:30, I'll be asleep, kind of thing. And then, you know, now 10, 11 o'clock at night, whatever it is, even though it's not that late yet, you know, at nighttime is when I usually record stuff. So the first 57 days were all varied things. And I got to day 58 and I got to thinking at that time in 2019, I think I need to talk about this. I think I need to. Some people knew, a lot of people didn't, because I wasn't really. The way I look at podcasting is it's an escape from life. It's entertainment. It's supposed to be entertaining. And yes, you want to get to know the host. And yes, you want to have the listeners come back to hear the host's opinion on whatever topic it is, geeky or otherwise. But most of the time, we don't do a lot of personal stories. I'm starting to do that now, ever since 2019 happened. But at the time, from 2008 to 2019, we were, hey, let's talk about this episode of Transformers, or let's rage about the fact that there's a kid named Cousin Jeremy in He-Man and the Masters of the Universe is one of the worst 80s. I take Scott Tracker over Cousin Jeremy any day of the week. Me, Scott, and T-Bob, oh, God, Cousin Jeremy, don't even, my eye's starting to twitch, yikes. You know, so we weren't really, like, getting too personal kind of thing. And then just my brain broke in 2019, and I'm like, I want to go more personal. I want to get stories from people, whether it's geeky stuff or whether it's stuff like this. And I'm still me. I'm still the same when this microphone turns off, you're still going to hear me say the same shit I say when the microphone's on. I'm not one of those people that just completely turns everything off when I'm not on, kind of thing. And
I can vouch for that in a good way and in a bit. No,
I was gonna say that didn't sound too good. Damn. But yeah, I mean, it's just, I understand the whole suicide thing is just really hard to talk about. And whether contemplation attempting or even people that have done it. Like, look, I've said this about entertainment and entertainers and actors and actresses. All I've ever known about them, like people like Robin Williams, I know the body of work that they've shown me over the last 43 years of my life. I don't know Robin Williams personally. I never have. I never got a chance to meet the man. I didn't know what was going on in his life. Come to find out, he killed himself in, right, I think, 2014.
Yeah.
And he must have been going through some really dark stuff, because every time we would always see him, he was always so jovial and so fun and so on. And who knows what was going on in his life. And it's not that I don't care about what's going on in actors, actresses, musicians, whomever's giving me the. It's not that I don't care about their personal lives, but their personal lives are their personal lives. And the way that I like or interact with them is because there was a new movie, a new TV show, a new video game, a new album, or whatever. It's because of the content that they've given me is why I hold them in such high regard. And yeah, I wrote a different blog about expressing grief, sadness, and other things about celebrities that are no longer with us, kind of thing. And it's not because, again, like, I didn't know them personally, but I felt like I did, because they take Robin, for example.
I think a lot of people do equate the artistic temperament with kind of that darkness. Yeah. And they do point to Robin Williams a lot. As that example, you know, I sometimes use the metaphor of the sad clown. You don't see what's behind the makeup. You don't see what's behind the mask. And I kind of do find that to be true. And, you know, I am by no means, you know, a celebrity, but I do consider myself a performer. Mm-hmm. So being in that scene, especially like in the Chicago area, you know, where I've hung out with other actors, other performers, comedians, you know, in the holes in the wall bars at 2 o'clock in the morning is like, you do realize that like with every bright shining star that you meet and see, there's a cloud of darkness behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I saw that in my own, only my cloud seemingly was getting larger as time went on.
Yeah. So how are you doing right now?
I think I'm doing pretty good. To kind of go back to what I said a little while ago about even when you kind of get past that point where you think you are going to do something, that there's still going to be fears and anxieties. I'll be completely honest. I have been dealing with anxieties over this event. You know, like I do kind of wonder like, hey, is there kind of like a little bit of that show me or not show me, look at me side that needs to come out? Because when I decided to make our production this charity event, part of it was the thought of, and I think I do say this in the video, the thought that, you know, what can I do? What can I achieve? I'm not going to cure cancer. I'm not going to win a marathon. I don't know how winning a marathon helps people. It just sounds like a movie. But what I can do is I can entertain. I can make people laugh. I can make people have a good time. And I can do it with a Christmas theme over it. So, you know, I had that worry about, I talked this over with a friend of mine who's in the show, a good friend of mine named Ramon, who's, you know, told me not to worry about clout chasing and that if anyone sees it as that, that's on them. And it's like, I'm not using, you know, contemplation of suicide as clout chasing. It's just, it's my life experience and I don't want other people to go through that. So what else can I do but put on an entertaining holiday variety show and use that as a way to raise funds so that people can get the help they need, because I can't directly help them. But if I can contribute towards the resources that can help them, that's my part.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you're doing a good thing for a good cause because, like you said in your video, you're doing this because you want to be able to help people. Now, just briefly, because I... when I wrote that article, I sure wanted to have all the information that I could possibly have in it. And in there is about read more about the language of it all. Language matters. Committed suicide versus completed suicide versus died by suicide. So it says here, I'll link this article in our post as well so people can read this, because I don't want to have to read all this right now. But that was in there, and obviously if people, I think it's 988 on mobile phones. If you need help, folks, call 988, or if you're on a landline, 1-800-273-8255 is the suicide hotline. It's just one of those things where I still believe, even though I went through an attempt, I came out of that attempt thinking, okay, well, I need help. I need to figure this out. I need to get out of this situation that I'm in or whatever it is. And it took me 4.5 years to you know, finally kind of come out of all of that and whatever else back then. And even though I've never called the suicide hotline, I did get the help that I needed at the time. And I still believe that even if you don't call the hotline, like I've already said in this episode, if you have friends or family members that you're really close with or, you know, that kind of thing, talk to them. Tell them how, you know, I check in with people only because I want to know how people are doing, kind of thing. Like, hey, how are you? Are you, you know, what's going on in your world? It's just who I am. Blame my grandmother. No, I'm not kidding. It's funny. It is, but
no, like, we all had she,
well, Nana would always, she would, now call me as soon as you get home kind of thing, or make sure the porch light's on, kind of, you know, the 70s, 80s, 90s grandmothers, and obviously older than that as well. But yeah, folks, suicide isn't the answer. Everyone matters as far as their life and everything else. And if you need help, there's resources out there for you.
Yeah, I would say, like, from someone who's been in that pair of shoes. The light won't come if you're silent. The dawn doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You can't just like wait for things to get good. And this comes from a person who's absolutely spent a lot of time waiting for things just to quote unquote get better.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, folks, I think that's going to do it for us. We will, unfortunately, with this episode, probably still have to do an ad break. So we'll close the show right after this.
Kid?
Yes?
Shut up.
Beyond the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe. From the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film, Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunch series as well. So join TFG and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth in Beyond the Night, only on Geekcast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Kit?
Yes, Michael?
Just keep driving.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The Geekcast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news,
play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or geekcastradio.com.
Like science fiction? Of course you do, or you wouldn't be listening to the Geekcast Radio Network. Well, the Marku 42's Universe podcast is an award-winning sci-fi radio show that's been around for over 10 years. We cover everything from Doctor Who to the MCU to pop culture and everything in between. A new show drops on Tuesday mornings on the GCRN website and all of the major podcast platforms. So listen to the Marku 42's Universe podcast from the universe and beyond.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Now back to the show. Do you see how your patience paid off?
All right, folks, this has been Geekcast Radio episode 324. Mr. Josh Blair, sir, tell us once again, before I run through our closing, what's going on December 9th and 10th in the Chicagoland area with your show?
Fourth Wall Improv, look us up on social media. The fourth is spelled out. That's just a choice I made. Though I kind of envision us eventually having Fantastic Four-like uniforms if I don't get sued. But Fourth Wall Improv presents Always Hooked on the Holidays, an old school but modern holiday variety comedy show. We have fantastic performances, not just by the Fourth Wall Improv troupe, but amazing guests like the Laser Comedy Show. And each night we'll be featuring music by a fantastic band called the Uh-Ohs. And they're on Facebook as well, T-H-E-U-H-O-H-S, that we've collabed with before. December 9th, December 10th, the Tinley Park Performing Arts Center. All of our profits will be going towards an organization that provides mental health services in the area for those who can't necessarily afford it.
That is so awesome. Yes, folks, mental health is very important. Your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health, all three are just as important as the other ones.
Super connected.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, so for us, like I said, coming up, we've got the Top 100 Toys Countdown. So thank you for listening to us here on Geekcast Radio. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for this show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. You can check us out on any of the podcatching clients you choose to use. I prefer Spotify, but that's just me. We are on X at Geekcast Radio. I am at TFG and Mike. Did you come back and figure out you were X'd now?
Mine? I have no idea.
It's okay. It's perfectly fine. It's
you can find us on Instagram and social and Facebook. I will link to everywhere else on there.
That's fine. Facebook is Geekcast Radio Network. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Geekcast Radio. I wish you'll join us next time. I know this was probably difficult for people to hear, but we had to talk about it, folks, because I was not a, like, I saw that your video and I'm like, I can't ignore this. It needs to be discussed. It needs to be shared with the world, because one big thing about suicide prevention is getting the word out there that there is help for everyone.
Exactly. You don't know the resources are there unless you look. And more importantly, you never know who in your life is experiencing something that they're just not talking about.
Absolutely. So, like I said, next time, Top 100 Toys Countdown, not trying to take away to what we're talking about here, folks, but I nearly just...
I made my views on that list clear, so you're fine.
Watch it commit at number 50. It's going to be the Boy Meets World of the Toys Countdown. Oh, God. That's a whole story. I'll tell you later. For now, I'm TFG and Mike with
Josh Blair.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.